discussing the whole idea of why it's important for girls to get involved in sporting careers and the benefits that go with careers that are, you know, loosely or directly linked to sport. Emily Shaw, good morning.
Good morning, Frank. Happy to be with you.
It's great to have you here. You're trying to encourage more women as they make decisions, more young women as they make decisions coming out of school, to think about sport and its wider implications.
Yes, exactly. I think we all know that sport, and particularly football, which is the domain that I work in, has been very much male-dominated with the tradition, and we're seeing a change in that.
And how can you encourage women to follow through with that change that's already taking hold?
I think if we look at the bigger picture, I think we know that football has been very much a men's game, and we've seen now that we're getting more and more women playing. We're getting more and more coaches. We're very much looking forward to watching the World Cup this summer, which will be a great publicity for women playing football. Then to bring this further across, we need more women in football if we want to develop the game further. And there's no reason why the top decision making level there can't be women there too.
Do you think if women had been running FIFA, would FIFA be in the quandary that it's in at this moment?
Any kind of questions related to FIFA, I have to address my communications department directly. But I'm really happy to be here for more positive progress in football, which is getting more women involved in football, especially in decision-making roles. And actually, UEFA has launched recently a Women in Football Leadership Program, and the aim is really to accelerate that process, because we've seen, like in any business, if you get more women involved on the boards, they tend to outperform the boards that don't have men on those on the boards.
Yeah, I don't expect you. I don't expect you, as the head of women's football development at UEFA, you know, to either have a go at Mr. Blatter or indeed to either support him or be negative about him. But women in general, would women be better at running an organisation, whether it's FIFA or any other organisation? Do they bring better qualities than men do?
I don't think necessarily that women would be better. I think the message here is to get more gender balance in the boardrooms, because women can bring other elements and other ideas, just like in any anything to do with diversity. The more diversity we have, the better decisions in the end will come out, because we've explored all the different ideas and approaches, and women do bring a different angle to the table.
You see, we need more women in sport generally, and you're emphasising there more women in football. I have a new colleague here in our radio station who's explaining to me that she is now a coach of a young guys team, a fully qualified coach, and it's, you know, she's the first woman coach of a chaps team that I've come across. But that's the sort of progress you're talking about, isn't it?
Well, for example, I mean, this is very rare. We've got a lot of male coaches in women's football, but there's no reason why we couldn't have women coaching men. I think we're not quite there yet. I know that there are some examples across Europe, but very few. But for sure, getting more women in coaching roles is something that we want. There's very few female coaches. There's only 3% of coaches in Europe are women, and it's very difficult for them to have a career, and we really want to support that.
And are you doing a presentation on all of this at the moment?
Yeah, so today actually I'm here. I've been invited by the Irish Football Association, who are working together with Amazing Brains and Ulster University. And actually, it's a great program. I will be speaking to 200 year 10 girls today to talk about my experience, and hopefully this can provide inspiration for them. And if they really are passionate about something, especially in sports, that they should go for a career in sports.
And it is important. There's no getting away from the fact that it is important that football gets over the embarrassment of the last couple of weeks. That it is vital for what we've always described as the beautiful game.
Oh, certainly, and I just wanted to reiterate that the initiative that's been put in place with Amazing Brains and Ulster University is quite unique. I haven't come across such an initiative, and I think it's really great to get those girls at a young age and make them aware of this opportunity, because often we think that coaching, oh, it's for men, or working in football is only for men, but I think it's great to open up this opportunity to them and to get them thinking about this possibility.
Yeah, Emily,
so
you
well
should,
done to them.
You should be in politics, girl. you should be in politics. It's almost as if you got up this morning and you said, if anyone even refers to FIFA, I'm going to pretend that's not happening.
As I said, you're more than welcome to contact my colleagues at UEFA who are dealing with all of the FIFA-related issues right now.
A female analysis of it, however, is something that I'm really interested in.
Sorry?
A female analysis of the current problem is always something that I'm really interested in.
Okay, well, I have female colleagues working in the communications department at UEFA who are very happy to answer your questions. I invite you to contact them.
You should be in politics, girl. I admire you. The more I ask you, the more I admire you. Listen, thanks for coming on the show. Thank you.
You're more than welcome.
It is Emily Shaw. She is UEFA's Women's Football Development Manager. And, of course, the World Cup, the Women's World Cup, is upon us. And the standard of football, jeepers, it is incredibly high. And I think we're only a short distance away from women earning considerable money playing football. But women in sport in general, it's some very good points made there by Emily Shaw.